Hey everyone, welcome back to our channel, where we dive deep into the wisdom of the ages and bring it to life in our modern world. Today, we're tackling a topic that's as old as time, yet more relevant than ever: understanding fear and faith. Have you ever felt that knot in your stomach before a big presentation, worried about an uncertain future, or been kept awake at night by anxiety? Even the bravest among us face moments of doubt and fear. But here's the kicker: fear doesn't have to control us. We can either let it paralyze us or use it as a catalyst for growth and transformation. In this video, we'll explore how faith can be our ultimate superpower in facing fear head-on. We'll dive into real-life examples and ancient wisdom, blending the profound insights of Stoic philosophers like Seneca with practical, everyday advice. Trust me, by the end of this journey, you'll see fear in a whole new light and discover the strength within you to overcome any challenge. So, buckle up and get ready to transform your perspective on fear and faith. Let's embark on this journey together, right here, right now. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you won't miss any of our deep dives into the philosophy that can change your life. Let's get started. Lesson 1: Understanding Fear and Faith, the Tug of War Within. Hey there, brave souls. Today, we're kicking off our journey into the fascinating world of fear and faith. We're going to get real about those jitters, anxieties, and worries that creep into our lives and explore how faith can be our ultimate superpower in facing them head-on. Let's be honest, fear is a part of the human experience. It's that knot in your stomach before a big presentation, the worry about an uncertain future, or the anxiety that keeps you up at night. Even the bravest among us have moments of doubt and fear. The Stoic philosopher Seneca acknowledged this, saying, "There is no man so fearless who does not feel some shiver of dread on the brink of a precipice." But here's the thing: fear doesn't have to control us. We have a choice. We can either let fear paralyze us, or we can use it as a catalyst for growth and transformation. And that's where faith comes in. Faith, the fear-fighting superpower. Faith, in its essence, is about trust. It's about believing in something bigger than ourselves, something that can guide us through life's storms and uncertainties. It's about having confidence that even when things get tough, we're not alone. Now, faith isn't about blind optimism or ignoring reality. It's about acknowledging our fears, but also recognizing that we have the inner strength and resilience to overcome them. As the contemporary philosopher and theologian Richard Rohr puts it, faith is not a question of believing that certain things happened in the past. It is rather a question of entrusting oneself to a certain wider and deeper mystery that has always been there and will always be there. Facing fears, finding strength. Let's talk about some real-life examples. Imagine you're about to start a new job. It's natural to feel a bit nervous, even scared. Will you fit in? Will you be good at it? These are valid fears, but instead of letting them consume you, you can choose to approach the situation with faith. Trust in your abilities, believe in your potential, and have confidence that you'll navigate any challenges that come your way. Or maybe you're facing a health scare. Fear can easily take over in such situations, but faith can offer solace and strength. It can help you find hope in the midst of uncertainty, and it can remind you that you're not alone in this journey. The Stoic Challenge. Embrace the tug of war. Fear and faith are like two sides of a coin. They're both part of the human experience, and they often coexist within us. The Stoics understood this, and they encouraged us to embrace the tension between these two forces. So, here's the challenge. Acknowledge your fears, but don't let them control you. Cultivate faith, trust in something bigger than yourself, and find the courage to face your challenges head on. Remember, as the modern philosopher Brené Brown reminds us, courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. Lesson 2. Psychological and physical causes of fear. Decoding the alarm system. All right, fearless explorers. In our first lesson, we talked about the big picture of fear and faith. Now, let's zoom in and get a bit more scientific. We're going to explore the nitty-gritty of what triggers those fight-or-flight responses in our bodies and minds. Think of fear as your body's built-in alarm system. It's designed to protect you from danger, like a smoke detector alerting you to a fire. But sometimes, that alarm can go off even when there's no real threat, leaving you feeling anxious and overwhelmed. So, what sets off those false alarms? Let's break it down. The brain's role, the amygdala's anxiety alert. The amygdala, a tiny almond-shaped part of your brain, is the control center for your fear responses. It's constantly scanning your environment for potential threats, like a vigilant security guard. When it detects something it perceives as dangerous, it triggers a cascade of physical and emotional reactions. Think about that time you were walking alone at night and heard a sudden noise. Your heart probably started racing, your palms got sweaty, and your mind went into overdrive, imagining all sorts of worst-case scenarios. That's your amygdala in action, preparing you to fight or flee. The body's response, adrenaline rush. When your amygdala sounds the alarm, your body goes into full-on survival mode. It releases a surge of adrenaline, which gives you a burst of energy and prepares you to take action. Your heart rate increases, your breathing quickens, and your muscles tense up. It's like your body is saying, "Get ready to rumble." This physical response is incredibly useful when you're facing a real threat, like a wild animal or a dangerous situation. But when it's triggered by everyday stresses or anxieties, it can leave you feeling constantly on edge and exhausted. Psychological triggers, the mind's worries. While the amygdala and adrenaline are responsible for the physical manifestations of fear, our thoughts and beliefs play a huge role in triggering those fear responses. Our minds can create all sorts of worries and anxieties, even when there's no immediate danger. Think about the fear of public speaking. It's not the actual act of speaking that's dangerous. It's the fear of judgment, rejection, or embarrassment that triggers the anxiety. Or consider the fear of failure. It's not the failure itself that's scary. It's the negative thoughts and beliefs we associate with it. The Stoic approach. Mastering your mind. The Stoics understood that our minds can be our greatest allies or our worst enemies. They taught us that by mastering our thoughts and beliefs, we can overcome our fears and live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who emphasized self-control and resilience, said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the views which they take of them." He recognized that it's not the external events themselves that cause us suffering, but our interpretation of those events. The Stoic challenge, reframe your fears. So, here's the challenge. The next time you feel fear creeping in, take a moment to examine your thoughts and beliefs. Ask yourself, is this fear based on reality, or is it fueled by my own anxieties and insecurities? Can I reframe this situation in a more positive light? Can I find a way to approach this challenge with courage and confidence? Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to fear. By understanding its psychological and physical causes, and by applying Stoic principles of self-mastery and perspective, you can transform fear from a paralyzing force into a powerful motivator for growth and transformation. Lesson 3. The impact of fear on our lives. The silent saboteur. All right, folks. In our previous lessons, we've delved into the nature of fear and its origins. Now, let's shine a light on its far-reaching impact on our lives. It's time to expose fear's sneaky tactics and understand how it can silently sabotage our happiness and potential. Fear, when left unchecked, can be like a relentless shadow, casting darkness over our thoughts, emotions, and actions. It can rob us of joy, stifle our dreams, and keep us trapped in a cycle of anxiety and self-doubt. The ancient Stoic philosopher Seneca aptly described this, stating, "Fear keeps pace with hope, nor does their so moving together surprise me. Both belong to a mind in suspense, to a mind in a state of anxiety through looking into the future." Fear's grip on our minds and bodies. Fear's impact isn't just mental, it takes a toll on our physical well-being too. Chronic fear and anxiety can lead to a host of health problems, including high blood pressure, heart disease, digestive issues, and weakened immunity. It's like a slow-burning fuse, gradually eroding our health and vitality. Think about those times when you felt overwhelmed by fear. Maybe you had a racing heart, sweaty palms, or a knot in your stomach. These physical symptoms are a clear sign that fear is affecting your body, not just your mind. The paralysis of potential. One of the most insidious effects of fear is its ability to paralyze us, to prevent us from taking action and pursuing our dreams. It whispers doubts in our ears, telling us we're not good enough, not smart enough, not brave enough. It keeps us stuck in our comfort zones, afraid to step out and embrace the unknown. Imagine you have a brilliant business idea, but the fear of failure holds you back. You worry about what others will think, about the financial risks, about the possibility of rejection. These fears can create a mental prison, preventing you from taking the leap and turning your vision into reality. The ripple effect, fear's impact on relationships. Fear doesn't just affect us individually, it can also seep into our relationships, creating distance, conflict, and misunderstandings. When we're consumed by fear, we might become withdrawn, defensive, or overly controlling. We might struggle to trust others or to express our true selves. Think about a relationship where one partner is constantly afraid of abandonment. This fear can lead to clinginess, jealousy, and a constant need for reassurance, putting a strain on the connection. Or consider a friendship where one person is afraid of conflict. This fear might lead them to avoid difficult conversations or to suppress their true feelings, creating resentment and distance. The Stoic challenge, confronting fear, reclaiming your power. The Stoics teach us that we don't have to be victims of our fears. We have the power to confront them, to challenge their validity, and to choose a different path. As Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." So, here's the challenge. Start paying attention to how fear shows up in your life. Notice its physical and emotional manifestations. Identify the thoughts and beliefs that fuel your fears. And then, armed with this awareness, start to challenge those fears. Ask yourself, is this fear rational? Is it based on evidence? Or is it just a story I'm telling myself? What's the worst that could happen if I face this fear? What's the best that could happen if I overcome it? Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act in spite of it. By confronting your fears and reclaiming your power, you can break free from their grip and live a more joyful, fulfilling, and courageous life. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 4. The importance of fear not in the Bible. The divine prescription for courage. All right, faith-filled friends. In our previous lessons, we've explored the nature of fear, its causes, and its impact on our lives. Now let's turn to a source of timeless wisdom and comfort, the Bible. We're going to uncover the profound significance of the phrase, "fear not," and how it can empower us to live with courage and trust. The Bible isn't shy about addressing fear. In fact, it mentions the word fear over 500 times. But here's the interesting part. The phrase "fear not" or "do not be afraid" appears even more frequently, over 365 times. It's like a divine prescription for overcoming fear, a constant reminder that we don't have to let anxiety rule our lives. The biblical perspective on fear. In the Bible, fear isn't just seen as a natural emotion. It's often portrayed as an obstacle to faith and a hindrance to living a God-centered life. The Bible encourages us to replace fear with trust, to shift our focus from our anxieties to the unwavering power and love of God. As it says in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse, and countless others like it, remind us that we are not alone in our struggles. We have a loving and powerful God who is always by our side, ready to offer guidance, comfort, and strength. Fear not in everyday life, finding courage in the chaos. Okay, let's bring this ancient wisdom into our modern lives. How can we apply the biblical message of "fear not" to the challenges we face today? Imagine you're facing a difficult decision, like whether to change careers or move to a new city. Fear of the unknown can easily creep in, making you hesitate and second-guess yourself. But remember the biblical injunction to "fear not." Trust in your abilities, have faith in your path, and take that leap of faith. Or maybe you're struggling with anxiety about the future, especially in these uncertain times. It's easy to get caught up in the what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, but the Bible reminds us to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Lean on your faith, find comfort in prayer, and trust that God has a plan for your life. The Stoic connection, courage in the face of fear. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who championed reason and virtue, also emphasized the importance of overcoming fear. They believed that courage wasn't the absence of fear, but the ability to act in spite of it. As Seneca put it, "He who fears death will never do anything worthy of a living man." The Stoics understood that fear can hold us back from living our best lives, from pursuing our dreams, and from making a meaningful impact on the world. The challenge: embrace faith, conquer fear. So here's the challenge. The next time fear starts to creep into your heart, remember the powerful message of "fear not" that echoes throughout the Bible. Turn to your faith, trust in God's guidance, and find the courage to face your challenges head on. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. You have a loving and powerful God who is always with you, and you have the inner strength to overcome any obstacle. So go out there and live your life with courage, confidence, and unwavering faith. Lesson 5. Comparing reactions based on fear and faith. The fork in the road. All right, fearless adventurers. In our previous lessons, we've explored the nature of fear, its impact, and the call to fear not. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty and compare how fear and faith shape our reactions to life's challenges. It's like standing at a fork in the road, with one path leading to anxiety and paralysis, and the other leading to courage and resilience. The fear response, the fight-or-flight frenzy. When fear takes the wheel, it can send us into a tailspin of negative emotions and unhelpful behaviors. We might become reactive, lashing out at others, or withdrawing into ourselves. We might obsess over worst-case scenarios, catastrophize every little setback, and make impulsive decisions based on anxiety rather than reason. Think about that time you got a less-than-stellar performance review at work. Fear might have triggered a spiral of self-doubt, making you question your abilities and worry about losing your job. You might have reacted defensively, blaming others or making excuses, instead of taking responsibility and seeking constructive solutions. The faith response, the calm and collected approach. Now imagine approaching that same situation with faith. Instead of panicking, you take a deep breath and remind yourself that you're capable and resilient. You trust that you can learn from this experience and grow stronger. You approach your manager with an open mind, seeking feedback and opportunities for improvement. Faith doesn't magically erase challenges. It equips us to face them with grace and wisdom. It allows us to see setbacks as opportunities for growth, to find strength in vulnerability, and to maintain a sense of hope, even in the darkest of times. The Stoic perspective, choosing the path of virtue. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who valued reason and virtue, would wholeheartedly agree. They believed that our reactions to events are within our control and that we should strive to respond with wisdom, courage, and resilience, even when faced with adversity. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The Stoics taught us that true freedom comes from mastering our emotions and choosing to act in accordance with our values, regardless of external circumstances. The challenge, choosing faith over fear. So, here's the challenge. Pay attention to your reactions when faced with challenges. Notice when fear is driving your behavior, and consciously choose to respond with faith instead. Remember, faith isn't about denying your feelings or pretending everything is okay. It's about acknowledging your fears, but also recognizing that you have the inner resources to overcome them. It's about trusting in something bigger than yourself, whether it's God, the universe, or your own inner strength. By choosing faith over fear, you'll not only navigate life's challenges more effectively, but also cultivate a deeper sense of peace, resilience, and joy. So, take a deep breath, step onto the path of faith, and embrace the transformative power of courage. Lesson 6. The conflict between fear and faith. The battle for your mind. All right, folks. In our previous lessons, we've explored the nature of fear, its impact, and the biblical call to fear not. We've also seen how faith can empower us to respond to challenges with courage and resilience. Now, let's delve into the heart of the matter, the ongoing conflict between fear and faith, and how to navigate this inner battle. The struggle between fear and faith is as old as humanity itself. It's a tug of war that plays out in our minds and hearts, shaping our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Fear whispers doubts, insecurities, and worst-case scenarios, while faith offers hope, trust, and a sense of purpose. The battlefield of the mind. The ancient Stoics, those masters of self-mastery, understood this internal conflict all too well. They recognized that our minds are the battleground where fear and faith clash. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who emphasized personal responsibility and inner freedom, said, "It is not death or pain that is to be feared, but the fear of death or pain." He recognized that our perception of events, not the events themselves, is what truly shapes our experience. In the modern world, this battle between fear and faith rages on. We're constantly bombarded with information and opinions that can trigger anxiety and uncertainty. The 24/7 news cycle, social media feeds, and even casual conversations can amplify our fears and make it difficult to hold on to faith. Fear's tactics, the master manipulator. Fear is a master manipulator, using a variety of tactics to gain control of our minds. It preys on our insecurities, exaggerates threats, and focuses on the negative. It can make us doubt ourselves, our abilities, and even our faith. Think about the fear of public speaking. It's not the act of speaking itself that's scary. It's the fear of judgment, rejection, or embarrassment. Fear can amplify these worries, making us imagine the worst possible outcomes and convincing us that we're not capable of handling the situation. Faith's arsenal, the weapons of courage. But fear doesn't have to win. Faith offers us a powerful arsenal of weapons to fight back. It reminds us of our inner strength, our resilience, and our connection to something greater than ourselves. It encourages us to focus on the positive, to trust in the goodness of life, and to believe in our ability to overcome challenges. When faced with the fear of public speaking, faith can remind us of our preparation, our knowledge, and our passion for the topic. It can help us reframe our anxiety as excitement, and it can give us the confidence to step onto that stage and share our message with the world. The Stoic challenge, cultivating inner strength. The Stoics taught us that we have the power to choose our thoughts and beliefs. We can either feed the fear with negativity and self-doubt, or we can nourish faith with positivity and self-belief. So, here's the challenge. The next time you feel the tug of war between fear and faith, consciously choose to focus on the latter. Remind yourself of your strengths, your values, and your connection to something greater. Practice gratitude, mindfulness, and positive self-talk. Remember, the battle between fear and faith is an ongoing one. There will be times when fear seems to gain the upper hand, but by cultivating inner strength, resilience, and a deep sense of trust, you can emerge victorious and live a life filled with courage, purpose, and joy. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 7, the role of community and social support in facing fear. We're all in this together. All right, folks, in our previous lessons, we've explored the nature of fear, its impact, and the empowering role of faith. Now, let's shift our focus to the incredible power of community and social support in facing our fears. Get ready to discover how connecting with others can be a game changer in overcoming anxiety and building resilience. The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient times, understood the importance of community. They believed that we're all interconnected, part of a larger human family. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, once said, "We are waves of the same sea, leaves of the same tree, flowers of the same garden." He recognized that our well-being is intertwined with the well-being of others. The power of shared experiences. When we face challenges and fears, it's easy to feel isolated and alone. But the truth is, we're all in this together. Everyone experiences fear at some point in their lives. Sharing our struggles with others can be incredibly cathartic and empowering. It reminds us that we're not alone, that others understand what we're going through, and that there's strength in vulnerability. Think about those times when you've opened up to a friend or family member about a fear you're facing. Maybe you were worried about a job interview, a health issue, or a relationship problem. Sharing your concerns likely brought a sense of relief, validation, and support. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders, knowing that someone else cares and understands. The strength of collective wisdom. Community and social support offer more than just a listening ear. They can also provide valuable insights, perspectives, and encouragement. Sometimes we're so caught up in our own fears that we can't see the forest for the trees. But by talking to others, we can gain new perspectives, learn from their experiences, and find solutions we might not have considered on our own. Imagine you're struggling with a fear of public speaking. Talking to a friend who has overcome a similar fear can be incredibly inspiring. They might share tips and techniques that help them, offer words of encouragement, or simply remind you that you're not alone in this struggle. The importance of giving and receiving support. Community is a two-way street. It's not just about receiving support, it's also about offering it to others. When we reach out to those in need, we not only strengthen our bonds with them, but also cultivate our own sense of compassion and empathy. Think about a time when you've offered support to a friend going through a tough time. Maybe you listened patiently, offered words of encouragement, or simply provided a shoulder to cry on. By being there for them, you not only helped them feel less alone, but also reinforced your own sense of connection and purpose. The Stoic Challenge: Build Your Support Network. The Stoics understood that we're stronger together than we are alone. They encouraged us to cultivate strong relationships, to seek out mentors and role models, and to contribute to the well-being of our communities. So, here's the challenge. Actively build and nurture your support network. Reach out to friends, family members, or even online communities. Share your fears, seek guidance, and offer support to others. Remember, we're all in this together, and by lifting each other up, we can all rise above our fears and live more courageous and fulfilling lives. Lesson 8. Innovation and creativity as a means to face fear. Turning challenges into opportunities. All right, fearless creators. In our previous lessons, we've explored the nature of fear, its impact, and the empowering role of faith and community. Now, let's tap into our creative spirit and discover how innovation and resourcefulness can be powerful tools in overcoming fear and adversity. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who championed resilience and adaptability, understood that life is full of unexpected challenges. They believed that instead of being paralyzed by fear, we should embrace these challenges as opportunities for growth and innovation. The creative spark, turning fear into fuel. Fear can often ignite a creative spark within us. When faced with a challenge, our minds naturally start searching for solutions, exploring new possibilities, and thinking outside the box. It's like fear forces us to tap into our creative reserves, pushing us to innovate and adapt. Think about those times when you've been backed into a corner, facing a seemingly insurmountable obstacle. Maybe you lost your job, faced a health crisis, or experienced a major setback in your personal life. In those moments, you might have surprised yourself with your resourcefulness and creativity, finding new ways to cope, adapt, and even thrive. Innovation. The antidote to fear. Innovation is all about finding new and better ways of doing things. It's about challenging the status quo, embracing change, and constantly seeking improvement. And guess what? It's also a powerful antidote to fear. When we approach challenges with an innovative mindset, we shift our focus from the problem to the solution. We become proactive, not reactive. We see obstacles not as roadblocks, but as opportunities to learn, grow, and create something new. Real-life examples. Creativity in action. Let's bring this concept to life with a few examples. Imagine you're a small business owner facing a sudden economic downturn. Fear might tempt you to panic and cut costs drastically. But an innovative approach might involve finding new ways to reach customers, diversifying your offerings, or even pivoting your business model altogether. Or perhaps you're struggling with a health condition that limits your mobility. Fear might make you feel trapped and helpless, but a creative spirit might lead you to explore new hobbies, adapt your living space, or even become an advocate for others facing similar challenges. The Stoic Challenge. Embrace the unknown. Unleash your creativity. The Stoics believed that the only constant in life is change. They taught us to embrace the unknown, to adapt to new circumstances, and to find opportunities for growth, even in the face of adversity. So, here's the challenge. The next time you encounter a challenge or setback, don't let fear hold you back. Tap into your creative spirit, explore new possibilities, and find innovative solutions. Remember, every challenge is an opportunity to learn, grow, and become a more resilient and resourceful individual. Lesson 9. Cultural differences in understanding and addressing fear. The global tapestry of bravery. All right, folks. Now, we're taking our exploration of fear on a global journey. We'll discover how different cultures perceive, express, and cope with fear, showcasing the beautiful diversity of human experience. Fear, while a universal emotion, isn't a one-size-fits-all phenomenon. It's shaped by our cultural upbringing, our social norms, and even our spiritual beliefs. The Stoics, with their emphasis on universal reason, might argue that fear's essence is the same across cultures. However, they'd also recognize the richness and variety in how it manifests and is addressed. The cultural kaleidoscope of fear. In some cultures, expressing fear openly is seen as a sign of weakness or vulnerability. People might be encouraged to toughen up or keep a stiff upper lip. In other cultures, fear is seen as a natural and healthy emotion, and expressing it is seen as a way to connect with others and seek support. Consider the contrast between individualistic and collectivist cultures. In individualistic cultures, like the United States, people might be more likely to view fear as a personal challenge to overcome, focusing on self-reliance and individual coping mechanisms. In collectivist cultures, like many Asian societies, fear might be seen as a shared experience, and people might turn to their communities for support and guidance. Spiritual and philosophical influences. Spiritual and philosophical beliefs also play a significant role in shaping our understanding and approach to fear. In some traditions, fear is seen as a test of faith, an opportunity to surrender to a higher power and trust in divine protection. In other traditions, fear is seen as an obstacle to enlightenment, something to be overcome through meditation, mindfulness, or other spiritual practices. Think about the Stoic philosophy we've been exploring. It encourages us to confront our fears, to challenge their validity, and to choose a path of courage and virtue. This approach might resonate strongly with people from Western cultures, where individualism and self-improvement are highly valued. However, it might not be as readily embraced in cultures that prioritize community and interdependence. The beauty of diversity. The beauty of exploring cultural differences is that it expands our understanding and appreciation for the human experience. It reminds us that there's no single right way to deal with fear. What works for one person or culture might not work for another. So let's celebrate this diversity and learn from each other. Let's explore different cultural perspectives on fear, share our own experiences, and discover new ways to navigate life's challenges with courage and compassion. The challenge: embrace your cultural lens. Here's the challenge: reflect on how your own cultural background shapes your understanding and experience of fear. Talk to people from different cultures about their perspectives, explore different approaches to overcoming fear, and find what resonates most with you. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution to fear. By embracing the richness and diversity of human experience, we can all find our own unique path to courage, resilience, and inner peace. Lesson 10: Faith as a Path to Overcoming Fear, Your Journey to a Fearless Life. All right, folks, we've reached the final lesson in our exploration of fear and faith. Take a deep breath and give yourselves a pat on the back. You've journeyed through the depths of fear, examined its causes and effects, and discovered the transformative power of faith. Now, let's recap the key takeaways and empower you to step into a life where fear no longer holds you back. Key takeaways: your fear-fighting toolkit. Throughout this lesson, we've learned that fear is a natural part of the human experience, but it doesn't have to control us. We have the power to choose how we respond to it. Faith, in its essence, is about trust. It's about believing in something bigger than ourselves, something that can guide and support us through life's challenges. The Bible offers a powerful message of "fear not," reminding us that we're not alone and that we can find strength and courage in our faith. Community and social support play a crucial role in overcoming fear. Sharing our struggles and seeking guidance from others can be incredibly empowering. Innovation and creativity can be powerful tools for facing fear. By embracing challenges and seeking solutions, we can turn adversity into opportunity. Gratitude and a positive mindset can shift our focus from fear to faith. By appreciating the good in our lives and cultivating optimism, we can build resilience and inner strength. The Stoic wisdom: embracing the journey. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who championed reason and virtue, would be proud of your journey. They understood that overcoming fear is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process of self-discovery and growth. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." The Stoics saw challenges, including fear, as opportunities to learn, adapt, and become stronger. The challenge: live a fearless life. Now, it's time to take everything you've learned and apply it to your own life. It's time to step out of fear's shadow and embrace the light of faith and courage. Here's your final challenge: identify your fears. What are the specific fears that are holding you back? Write them down, examine them closely, and challenge their validity. Cultivate faith. Strengthen your connection to your faith, whether it's through prayer, meditation, or community. Trust in something bigger than yourself. Build your support network. Surround yourself with positive and supportive people who will encourage you on your journey. Embrace challenges. Don't shy away from challenges. See them as opportunities for growth and innovation. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good in your life and cultivate a mindset of abundance and possibility. Remember, overcoming fear is not about becoming fearless. It's about learning to dance with fear, to acknowledge its presence without letting it control you. It's about choosing faith, courage, and resilience, even when it's difficult. So go out there and live your life with passion, purpose, and unwavering faith. The world is waiting for your unique gifts and contributions. Don't let fear hold you back any longer. Embrace the journey, embrace the challenges, and embrace the incredible power of a fearless life. Thank you for joining me on this incredible journey. I hope these lessons have inspired you, empowered you, and given you the tools to overcome fear and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, you're not alone. Keep the faith, keep moving forward, and keep shining your light.